Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. Bundle up, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, but you know what? Seeing the news on that lake effect snow, getting 3 to 5 feet of snow, we can deal with it.
My goodness. I don't know how they deal with that.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Never complain after you see that, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Speaking of the weather, it just cooperated very nicely for all the holiday festivities over the weekend.
It did indeed. We had great numbers at all the events. Friday night was incredible. I don't know what the number was, but it's the biggest I've ever seen. And, you know, Saturday as always draws a huge number. Santa Claus coming in by helicopter, and then the parade was very steady along the route. It was a great day. The whole weekend was pretty damn good, and I heard a lot of positive comments from a lot of families, so we're really thrilled.
Yeah, definitely did notice increased spectatorship at the parade on Sunday, for sure. It was 2 and 3 deep in some locations there. So
it was awesome.
Nice to see. And the weather held even to open up the skating rink yesterday, to feel the chill in the air.
I know, perfect timing, right?
Yes.
I know that's been talked about. A lot of people looking forward to that.
Yes, it is. It is open. Noon to 8 p.m., right through the end of February school vacation week. So that's very nice, a new location there across from the courthouse.
Yep, good spot.
So, Mayor, can we talk a little bit? Another thing that happens this time of year, of course, is the setting of the property tax rates for the next year. And that was done last night, City Council meeting. And they adopted the 175% shift, so the split between residential and commercial. And according to the information that was presented last night, an average increase for residential of $320. So how was this kind of determined? How did you kind of come to this this appropriation?
Well, first of all, the vote is on the classification.
Right.
The shift of the burden, which remind people the commercial does pay a lot more than the residential rate, which helps, obviously, the residential folks with theirs. And let me just say right up front again, even with this increase this year, we land right in the middle of Massachusetts on tax burden. And I would argue with anybody that we are at the top for services. So, you know, the tax is based really on commitments that have been made over the years on the budget, most recent budget. And then, you know, the various projects, the capital projects we do, the new Squantum School, for example, be going on the ground and in the spring, we're anticipating on payments for that. So it's you know, the animal shelter will be opening up in February, and the police station will be open up in September, and those all have commitments to pay debt on each of those projects. So that's all part of the mix. And I just remind folks that you know, we have the room to go up a little bit on the taxes because we don't max out each year. We generally within 2.5, even with all the commitments we make, whether it's seawalls or schools or parks. Many communities, as we've talked about, Joe, on the show, is that, you know, they have one major project they have to do, a 2.5 override. Braintree did a 2.5 override just for operations, for example. I'm not being critical, I'm just pointing it out. Many communities do one school and need a prop 2.5 override. So we're getting an awful lot done of infrastructure, whether it's buildings, whether it's pipes and underground work, whether it's seawalls or parks or whatever the case may be, we're getting it done within our tax structure, which is remarkable.
Some folks last night did raise concern about, particularly for seniors on fixed incomes and how the property tax burden impacts them. And how do you respond to that?
Well, that's true. That's the system that's in place. I can't change the system. It's the state law how Prop 2.5 works. It's based on the value of a property. It has nothing to do with one's income. And, you know, that is challenging. There are programs, though, within the assessor's office that people can avail themselves of, including tax deferrals where they don't pay taxes. And then someday when the state is settled and the taxes are paid off. I know there are veterans, and there are some income abatements as well for people. So they should check in with the assessor's office and see what it may be available for.
Some folks also raised some questions regarding the city's debt burden, and do you feel that it is healthy?
Oh, I do. I absolutely do. I, you know, there's many communities that have a much higher percentage, some that have a lower percentage. The fact is, you know, for a long time, a lot of projects were kicked down the road, Joe. And whether it was school buildings, public safety, headquarters, pipes, seawalls, these are all things that have to be done. These are things that if you don't take care of, it's only going to cost you more money down the road. So that was the, you know, the hand I was dealt, and we're dealing with those issues. We're dealing with those challenges and fixing things and improving things, and that makes us, puts us in a stronger position overall and long term. Also say that when, you know, people are giving us our bond rating, when financial advisors are looking at the city and addressing things, it's also a negative when you're not spending money on capital. So if you're just building money in the bank account and keeping taxes low, but you're not addressing all your assets, then you, that's a serious knock by the financial advisors and the bond rating agencies, because that becomes an unfunded liability in a sense. So, and as you know, we did fund fully the pension system for city employees, which under the law, the city is obligated to pay. And for many years, the pension system, which is a separate entity from the city, Joe, it's not something I oversee. It's a separate board that oversees it under the law set forth by the Commonwealth. And, you know, by a certain date, it's supposed to be fully funded. Well, a couple of years ago, we decided to fully fund it at the lowest, historically lowest time to bond things. It was a brilliant move because we would have paying a lot more each year in the budget had we not bonded it. It was only funded at 43%. And with the appropriation we did, it brought it to 100%. So that was a major move, and it was actually applauded by financial groups across the country. We became an example around the country how you could handle things in a way. It all came down to, of course, the historic low interest rates enabled us to do it, but we moved on it. Many communities were looking at it, by the time they made a decision, the interest rates had moved and the advantage was lost. So, I mean, it's complicated. There are a lot of commitments the city makes over the decades, and, you know, a lot of that was baked in long before I was mayor, those commitments, so we had to deal with it. And I think we did it in a responsible way, and we're in a good place.
The city council also did agree to appropriate $2 million from free cash to help reduce the tax rate. Leaves $1.43 million in the free cash account. Is that a healthy number?
Yeah, that's something we address each year. We, for many years, we brought down the tax increase to help ease the burden on people. Free cash is, it's not free, and it's not really cash. it's really a surplus from the previous fiscal year that number is derived from. So, yeah, we had a healthy finish this past year, and why not give it back to the taxpayers?
I see. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, too, about the purchase of the Wollaston Congregational Church?
Sure, that's a handsome Gothic building at the corner of Lincoln and Winthrop. And we heard from a lot of folks, the church itself, the church members approached us. Ian Kane, the city council president, who's also the Ward 3 councilor, also discussed with me the potential for taking it and using, continue to use it for community use. So the church itself had become very, I don't want to say inactive, but the numbers were way down. And the building was being used for a lot of community uses, community organizations, scouting meetings, Wollaston Garden Club, AA meetings, dance groups. I mean, it became a popular community spot. So decision was made after some due diligence as the city, rather than that becoming perhaps knocked down or converted into apartments or something, we felt it's a handsome building, has a great community use. Let's give it a shot. If things don't work out, we can always sell the property down the road, but this is one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals. So we're assessing the building now, but what kind of needs it has, and then we'll look to partner officially with all these community groups that use it on a regular basis. We have some work to do to figure it all out, Joe, but if it was sold off, you lose that opportunity.
Yeah. Would the church kind of lease it from the city, or how would the ownership actually work?
The church would no longer own it.
I see.
Believe the church would probably, for religious purposes, services rather, they would go to a different place.
I see. Okay.
So they would weigh down a number. So it's not going to continue as a church. That would be problematic.
Yes, right. Between church and state, right? Yeah.
Correct. But so it'll be used for community uses.
Oh, so essentially a community center on Wollaston Hill.
That's especially right. Yeah. A handsome Gothic community center.
Right. We should not forget to mention that Uncle Sam Rounsville was honored last night by the City Council, and well-deserved, too.
Yeah, Uncle Sam, we growing up knew him as Sandy Rounsville, who right. was a merchant in Quincy Center. Was always a character. I mean, he used to do all kinds of cool stunts that would make the media make his point. I know that he rode an elephant one time down Hancock Street.
I remember that.
That was interesting stuff. He's quite a guy, quite a character. But he's been an incredibly charitable guy. He's worked very hard as a real estate agent, but he gives back all the time. Very involved in the Lions Club. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the community need was, a charity was, Uncle Sam was always there. He's a great citizen in Quincy, and we certainly congratulate him. He just a few weeks back at his 85th birthday
That's party right.
up at the Elks, again using his birthday to raise some money for the Lions Club. So he's a great guy, so we're proud to have him. He's a NECA, born in Housman. And who would know, his real name is Leroy.
Oh, you've given it away, Mayor.
Absolutely.
And his lovely wife, Jean, by his side all the time, too. So
Absolutely, Jean's awesome.
Yeah, recognize her. Mayor, the fun is not over in Quincy. There's so much more going on this week. You've got your scouting breakfast. We've got the Tis the Season Symphony and Song Concerts, both on Thursday. We've got...
Who says there's nothing to do?
The Pearl Harbor Day Ceremony on board the USS Salem on Saturday. Yes. And then the General's Bridge and Park Tree Lighting Ceremony on Sunday.
Yes, and I think Councilor Ash has a Quincy Point tree lighting on Sunday as well. So on and on it goes. It's a busy time of year. Certainly encourage people to participate in some or all of the events that we have coming up.
Absolutely.
Of course, Tis the Season really puts you in the spirit. Quincy Symphony Orchestra and our students participate as musicians and singers at that concert. It's tremendous. Always enjoy that one.
Yeah.
For sure. Because the scouting, the scouts are, it's a great program. It truly is. If you want to pick out certain things that affect kids becoming great citizens, I think scouting is one of those that has a great influence on creating good citizens going forward. So, we certainly try to help them, and it's both for girls and boys. It's mm-hmm. for scouting in general in Quincy. The old days, it used to benefit the scouting organization. Now it directly benefits Quincy Scouts, so it's the Friends of Scouting. And, of course, Ray T. Burge and Diane, his wife, they lead the pack, no pun intended. they do a great job, so we're glad to participate in that Thursday morning. And, we have the Pearl Harbor Remembrance, which was... really the beginning for this country, our involvement in World War II. And there was probably never a battle in the history of the world that was clearly evil versus good or good versus evil, depending how you look at it. But it was an incredible time where millions and millions died across the world. And the United States of America made a huge impact in putting that to bed, ending World War II and defeating the Axis powers of Japan and Germany. So we should never forget these things. They're important history lessons.
Absolutely, and it has special meaning on board the Salem or World War II era ship that was built right here in Quincy.
That's right, one of hundreds built here in Quincy, and certainly at the shipyard. And of course, Sunday we light the tree at the General's Park by the General's Bridge, mm-hmm. and the idea down that one is we invite Quincy families who have a loved one currently serving in the military. They write their name on a ribbon, and we put the ribbons up on the tree. It's just a reminder that we come together as a community supporting one another. And many of those kids will not be home for the holidays. They're serving whatever branch they've chosen, different parts of the world. So we certainly want to remind those families that we're behind them, we're with them, we support them as their loved ones serve and are in harm's way.
Absolutely. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to the North Quincy Raiders.
Absolutely. What a game that was, wasn't it? I mean, God. I knew it would be memorable just by being such a rainy day. That was incredible, absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hated to see either side lose a game like that. It was back and forth the whole time. Pretty remarkable.
Really was, and one for the record books, I'm sure.
Yes, and the QATV film was used by ESPN, I'm told.
I'm glad you noticed that, because we're quite proud of that here.
Should be. That was a great... I know you guys were dealing with issues with the rain with the cameras, but you're able to capture that whole thing. Was awesome. It really was.
Thank you for that, Mayor. Good to talk to you.
You as well. Enjoy the day.
You too. Bye-bye.